In our last tutorial, we covered Hello World. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about strings. So, how do you think of strings?
Yeah, we said strings a lot. You hear that in programming. Oh, we got a string this, and attach this string to this other string. I think about it like friendship bracelets. Remember when you go and you make your friendship bracelet and you string these different letters together. You take characters with your name, you put them onto the string, and then you get a friendship bracelet that says Kendra or says Scott.
Yeah.
That's how I think of strings.
And the little ties at the end can be the quotation marks?
I didn't even think about that.
I like it.
The little knots at the end are the quotation marks. That's a really great way to think about strings. So we're going to talk about strings right now. So we'll switch back over to where we left off in docs. When you last saw us, we were doing step 2 of 7 inside of docs.microsoft.com. I'm going to hit next, and we're going to work with strings. Before, we had said there was a variable called a friend, and we said hello, a friend. But here we have something more interesting. We have two friends now, first and second. So I'll hit copy, and I'm going to paste over the top with, again, control V, and I'll say Scott and Kendra, and I'll hit run again. All right.
Cool. So here we actually were able to use two interpolated strings. Mm-hmm. So first friend is the first variable that we declare as Scott, and second friend is the second variable that we declare as Kendra. And you can see in our output on the bottom that my friends are Scott and Kendra.
Mm-hmm. And these are strings with names. They're variables. First friend is the names string, and second friend is a string with a name. And then this string inside of console.writeline is also a string. It just doesn't have a name. It's just it's literally a string. And sometimes you'll hear people call that a string literal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the little dollar sign in there. The dollar sign is kind of cool. It makes it magic.
You said that
word interpolated. I don't know what interpolated really means, but I do know that if I remove the dollar sign, it breaks my code. And if I go and say run, it'll just say, look what it does. It literally shows the string literal.
Mm-hmm.
But if I add back the dollar sign, suddenly that string means a lot more.
Definitely. So strings can also have a lot of different properties on them. So in our next example, we actually access the length property. And that's going to tell us how many characters are contained in this string.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to copy that example, and I'll come over here, and I can add on to that. So I'm going to keep the first code that I copied from before. I'm going to add this code at the bottom, and you'll see, as Kendra just pointed out, first friend is our string, and dot length is a property of our string. So let's hit run and see what that says. There we go. The name Scott has 5 letters. The name Kendra has 6 letters. Cool. And it's also worth pointing out that if I maybe mistyped that, if I typed in something that's not length, not only am I going to get a squiggly, kind of like when you get a spelling error in Word, but when I hit run, it's going to tell you, oh, I don't know what length is.
Length.
Length. We have no length
that's
here.
That's not a property on
no,
a string.
No, silly. It's length. And then we hit run, and then we come back, and it works.
Cool.
Let's move to the next step and learn more about strings. So sometimes strings have leading or trailing spaces. That's an interesting one. Do you want to delete all of this code and replace it with this code?
Yeah, let's start over with a clean slate.
Okay, so I'm going to go and select all of that text there, and I'll hit delete or backspace, and then I'll paste in this text. And look at this string up here. What's going on here?
So yeah, it looks like it has an extra tab or a bunch of extra spaces.
Yeah, they call that white space.
Before and after Hello World.
Yeah. I don't want that white space. And if I go and say run, oh, this is interesting. Look what happened here. They put a little square bracket. I could put even stars if I want to. I could say star, 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 or just some character. And they're doing that to show us a way to visualize the white space.
Yeah, so where it actually started and ended.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing special about the bracket in this example. It's just them saying, here's a character that you'll recognize, and then your string that you want, and then another character that you'll recognize. So we can visualize that space. And then here on the next line, on line 4, we're going to say, hey, let's take the string called greeting and let's trim it. Let's just chop off. So what are we trimming? Are we trimming a number of things? No, we're trimming the white space. So we have trim start, trim end, and then trim. Just trim
so
generally.
So just trim.
Yeah.
Trims all of it.
Right. So this is kind of interesting. It shows us that white space or spaces, and you said tabs, are a thing, that they really matter. Like white space and spaces matter. So sometimes you need to think about that when you're dealing with strings.
Definitely. So this can help you better format the string before you output it.
Mm-hmm. Now, strings have length, we talked about before. They have methods. In this case, we're actually calling a method. See how we said trim start, and then we had parentheses. The parentheses indicate that it's
a method,
right?
Yeah.
If I get rid of those parentheses and I try to run it, it's going to say, I don't know what that is. That's not a thing. If I put that back and I hit run, now it works.
Yeah.
Right? And if I said dot length, that's not a method, that's a property. So we have to keep track of those things when we're doing this work. Here's another useful method of a string. Replace. Let's try that. So I'll paste that in.
Yeah.
Hello world.
So here it looks like we have a string that says hello world.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to write it out before we do anything with it.
Okay, so we'll write it out right
there. So we have that console.writeline.
Right.
And then actually, the next place.
I'll cheat and I'll do it right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's what it looks like before we do anything with it.
Okay.
Now let's call this sayHello.replace. So we're taking the sayHello string,
mm-hmm.
and we're replacing part of it, let's say the hello, mm-hmm. with, it should be, greetings.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and write that again.
All right. Aha. Uh-huh. So we said hello world, which was inside of sayHello.
Mm-hmm.
We output it. That's that first line. And now we're saying, this is really interesting here, look. It said sayHello equals sayHello again,
mm-hmm.
dot replace. So when we replace that string, I kind of imagine another string shooting out of the back of this one, and now we've changed sayHello. So this variable, sayHello, has different stuff in it now.
Yeah, and the calling replace on it actually searched for where hello exists,
mm-hmm.
in the original string and replaced it with greetings.
Exactly, and if I change that, I can say hello world becomes Kendra world.
Right? Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so we can manipulate these strings, and again, the result of that replace comes out. We can see that again if we go and try these variables. If you want to make something maybe all caps or lowercase, let's go and take these lines here, and at the end of Kendra world, we'll go and say console.writeline again, and we're passing in say hello to upper and say hello to lower. So I think I know what's going to happen when we hit run. Ah.
Ooh, so the first one's shouting.
Yep.
Because it changed it to all caps.
Key. That'll be your album cover title there. The low-key, lowercase Kendra world. So this is interesting because we didn't actually change say hello. We didn't assign it to a variable. We didn't say hello equals say hello to upper. We just kind of changed it in place.
Right. So if you actually did a console.writeline again for just say hello and print that out, you'll notice that say hello wasn't permanently changed.
Ah.
So it still has the capitalization that it had in the beginning.
That's a great point. So here we can go and see the state of our variable. And sometimes when you're just getting started, you're going to find yourself, you know, console.writelining a lot just to know what's really going on with your variables, which is cool. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So we've learned a little bit about strings. Let's take a breather. And then we'll go to the next video and we'll get deeper into strings in C#.